when the world remembers the birth of Jesus. Father, we praise you for the love, the mercy, the grace that is seen there in Bethlehem. Father, we are always in awe of you. We are stunned at the love and the mercy and grace you shower on us each day, but most of all because of what you did to save us. You showed your love in all of these aspects of our Savior's story. For him to leave his glory and come here and be with us, that he might walk among us, show you to us, and ultimately then to go to the cross to pay the price for each and every sin we have ever committed, to cleanse us, to give us new life, to give us our way to heaven, guaranteed, and to give us new life now by the power of your Spirit within. Father, these things are glorious truths that we rejoice in. Christmas is a special time. It's a very joyful time. And Father, the story of Christmas doesn't change no matter what's going on in the world around us. That story stands. And we praise you that we can unite our hearts and rejoice together and worship you as we remember our Savior. We commit this special service to you. Pray your Holy Spirit will move and work. May all the music, the singing, the meditations, the scripture reading, and the message today bring honor and glory to your name and the name of your Son, Jesus, whom we are honoring here today. And we give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Surprised where this road had taken him, 'cause never in a million lives he have dreamed of Bethlehem. And standing at the manger, he saw with his own eyes a message from the angel Carmelite. And Joseph said, "Why me? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him, of all the rulers in the world? Why here, inside this stable filled with hay? Why her? She's just an ordinary girl. Now I'm not one to second guess what angels have to say, but this is such a strange way to save the world. How it could have been if Jesus had come as he deserved. There would have been no Bethlehem, no lonely shepherds at his birth. But Joseph knew the reason love had to reach so far, and as he held the Savior in his arms, he must have thought, "Why me? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him, with all the rulers in the world? Why here, inside this stable filled with hay? Why her? She's just an ordinary girl. Now I'm not one to second guess what angels have to say, but this is such a strange way to save the world." Oh, same. But this is such a strange way to save the world. This is such a strange way, such a strange way, a strange way to save. Spoken to reach every man. They stopped and listened, but all that they heard was language that they could not understand. No joy, no peace, no hope inside. So he came with starlight and love in his eyes. No regal welcome for his infant cries. There have been many babies to become a king, but only one king who became a baby. Oh. He left behind his throne of pure light, gave up his crown that we might be free. He chose a manger that Bethlehem night, and reaches through time and space. He saw me with no joy, no peace, no hope inside. So he with starlight and love in his eyes. No regal welcome for his infant cries. There have been many babies to become a king, but only one king became a baby. Oh, have chosen to parade through the sky with anthem and angel wings. Oh, but he will understand a baby's cry and learn love from a servant king. So he came with starlight and love in his eyes. No regal welcome for his infant cries. There have been so many ways to become a king.
you search for a poem on the internet, you find a lot of stuff. and some of it really strains to make rhyme. But I found one I thought was pretty good. It's by Mary Fairchild, and it's called Not Only Christmas Day. Lord, this is my prayer, not only on Christmas Day, but until I see you face to face, may I live my life this way. Just like the baby Jesus I ever hope to be, resting in your loving arms, trusting in your sovereignty. And like the growing Christ child, in wisdom daily learning, may I ever seek to know you with my mind and spirit yearning. Like the Son, so faithful, let me follow in your light, meek and bold, humble and strong, not afraid to face the night, nor cowardly to suffer and stand for truth alone, knowing that your kingdom awaits my going home. Not afraid to sacrifice, though great may be the cost, mindful how you rescued me from broken-hearted loss. Like my risen Savior, the babe, the child, the son, may my life forever speak of who you are and all you've done. So while the world rejoices and celebrates your birth, I treasure you, the greatest gift, unequaled in your worth. I long to hear the same words that welcomed home your son. Come, good and faithful servant, your master says, well done. And may heaven welcome others who will join with me in praise because I lived for Jesus Christ, not only Christmas Day. Thank you.